大家平安。
Peace be with all of you。
从创世纪的十二章一直到五十章，一共三十九章，在描写四个人。
From the book of Genesis, chapter 12 until chapter 50, there is altogether 39 chapters, and there are four major characters there.
就是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那这四个人其实是四代。
So we see that these four people represent four different generations.
那我们再看这个四个人有一个共同的特色，就是他们的一生都是漂泊。
And there's a common characteristic amongst the four of them, and they are all wanderers.
哦，就是搬家，搬来搬去。
They move about a lot.
哦，但这四个人还有另外一个特色。
There is yet another characteristic.
就是他们在搬家到最后都有一个目标，就是要得到神给他们应许那一块地。
Even though they move to many different places all the time, they ultimately have one same goal, which is to go to this promised land of God.
就是牛奶与蜜的地。
And that's the land flowing with milk and honey.
雅各是在埃及地。
We know Jacob was in the land of Israel. Egypt. He had this wish in his heart.
就是希望他的下代把他带回到迦南地埋葬。
And he wanted to be buried back in the land of Canaan.
后来约瑟也死在埃及地。
Later on, Joseph also died in the land of Egypt.
有相同一个心愿，希望以后能够回葬到迦南地。
And he also had the same wish to be buried back in this land of Canaan.
啊，今天我们的生活也是漂泊。
Today we lead lives as wanderers.
啊，大部分都是从其他的国家漂到这里来。
Most of us here are actually immigrants from different countries.
那有的是在这边生长。
Some of us grew up here.
啊，一直到我们离世为止，到底我们要再搬家几次，没有人知道。
We do not know how many more times we have to move between now and the time we pass away.
因为在这里没有工作的安全感。
Because sometimes we don't feel any sense of job security.
所以工作一改变就要搬家。
The moment you have a new job, you have to move.
哦，漂泊是难免的。
And it is inevitable that sometimes we have to wander.
但是迷失是可以避免的。
But we definitely can avoid being lost.
啊，如果我们搬来搬去，搬到最后忘记了我们最后要去哪里，就迷失了。
So if you move about in different places, finally, if you were to lose your ultimate direction and goal, then you're lost.
但感谢神，我们看到很多的信徒虽然到处搬，到最后他的最后的目标抓得很清楚，就是那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
We thank God, although many of our church members, we move about a lot, but ultimately many of us have the same one goal, and that is to get to this land of milk and honey.
那个就是神的国。
Because that is the kingdom of God.
就是天国。
That is the heavenly kingdom.
但是也有一部分的信徒搬到最后迷失了。
There is also a small portion of members, church believers, who ultimately got lost in all these wanderings.
就是生活已经失去了天国的盼望。
They have lost the hope of this heavenly kingdom in their lives.
啊，这就很可惜呀。
That is indeed very pitiable.
哦，那我们看这个世代的人哈，搬家都不同的原因。
And we know that these four generations of people here, they move for different reasons.
亚伯兰搬家是神要他搬的。
Abraham moved because God wanted him to.
要他离开他的本地本族。
God wanted him to leave his land and his people.
啊，神要给他一块地。
Because God told him he has a land reserved for him.
要成为大国。
And he will be a great nation.
那他的儿子以撒。
His son Isaac.
也遇到饥荒也想要搬家。
Met with a famine and he wanted to move too.
但是神叫他不要搬。
But God told him not to move.
说你要住在这里，我要赐福给你。
God said to stay in this land that I'm going to bless you with.
每一天的生活压力都很大。
They have a lot of pressures of life.
因为饥荒。
And especially when there is a famine.
但是他对神有信心。
But Isaac had faith in God.
所以第二年收成一百倍。
And by the second year, he actually prospered and had a hundredfold of harvest.
这就是漂泊当中的体验。
And this is an experience that he has of God when he was wandering.
如果我们能够把握原则，
if you know how to hold fast to the right principle,
我们在漂泊当中对神的体验会更清楚。
Even though you might be a wanderer, but you would really experience God more clearly.
有时候一生啊，生活太顺利太舒服哦，信仰讲不出什么体验。
Sometimes if your life is too smooth going, then you don't really experience God in your faith.
但是在漂泊当中，我们懂得依靠神。
But when we
神却是活的神。
When we actually wonder, and if we know how to rely on God, we would know that God is indeed true and living.
好，那我们再来看以撒的儿子雅各，他为什么要漂泊？
Now we would study the son of Isaac, Jacob, and let's consider why he had to wander.
我们先看圣经怎么写，我们再来下结论为什么。
Let us not jump to a conclusion yet, but to read what the Bible records.
好，我们看创世纪的27章。
Genesis 27.
创世纪27章。
Genesis 27.
43节。
Verse 43.
现在我儿啊，你要听我的话，起来逃往哈兰，我哥哥拉班那里去。
Genesis 27 verse 43. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran.
这个是利百追对雅各的建议。
This is the suggestion of Rebecca to Jacob.
说你要逃。
Flee.
逃到拉班那里。
Flee to Laban, my uncle, my brother.
那为什么要逃？
Why does he have to flee?
44节。
Verse 44.
同他住些日子，只等到你的哥哥怒气消了。
And stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away.
45节。
45.
你的哥哥向你怒气消了，忘了你向他所做的事，我便打发人去把你从那里带回来。你为什么一日丧你们二人的命呢？
Until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him, then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day?
所以这个就是雅各漂泊的原因。
That is the reason why Jacob had to be a wanderer.
因为他的妈妈建议他逃。
At the suggestion of his mother.
那为什么他的妈妈会这样建议？
Why would the mother suggest that he flee?
因为他的哥哥想要杀他。
Because his own brother wanted to kill him.
那为什么他的哥哥想要杀他？
Why did his brother want to kill him?
这个是重点了。
This is the crucial point.
那如果我们从27章来看。
If we were to study chapter 27.
总结一句话就是雅各欺骗的爸爸得到长子的名分的祝福。
We can summarize this whole chapter as Jacob lying to his father and cheated the birthright's blessings.
所以他的哥哥想要杀他。
And therefore the older brother wanted to kill him.
所以雅各的漂泊是出于自己的错误。
So we know that Jacob had to flee. He had to wander because of his own mistake.
我们知道雅各的意思就是抓住的意思。
The name Jacob means to supplant, to hold on to.
这个名字也代表他的个性。
Of course, the name speaks of his character too.
真的雅各这个人很会抓住机会。
Jacob is actually an opportunist. He knows how to grab hold of chances.
但是一个人的个性的好处有时候另外一面就是他的缺点。
But often with one same characteristic, there is a negative and a positive side to it.
那如果一个人能够保持个性的优点，除掉个性的缺点，那我们人就是在进步。
If a person knows how to harness the positive side of his own characteristics, then he and to be able to subdue the negative aspect, then he is improving.
那雅各他的个性的第一个表现就是他抓住机会要得到长子的名分。
And of course, Jacob was able to grab hold of the opportunity to claim the blessings of the older son.
那我们从创世纪二十七章可以看得出来以扫出去打猎。
And from Genesis 27, we know that Esau went out to hunt.
他累昏了。
And he was so tired.
回来肚子已经饿了。
He was so hungry.
在二十五章哈。
That's in chapter 25.
那刚好雅各在煮红豆汤。
At that time, Jacob happened to be cooking some red stew.
我们回来看二十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 25.
30节。
Verse 30.
以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把红豆汤给我喝。”因此以扫又叫以东。
And Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with this same red stew, for I'm weary." Therefore, his name was called Edom.
所以这个用红豆汤来换长子的名分是以扫的提议。
So it was Esau who first suggested to trade this birthright for his birthright for the red stew.
他只是说把红豆汤给我喝吧。
He said, "Give me your red stew."
但是雅各就把握机会。
So Jacob saw that this is an opportunity for him.
你既然肚子这么饿，已经累昏了。
You are so hungry, you're losing your mind.
那你又要喝这个红豆汤。
And you really crave to have this red stew.
31节。
Verse 31.
雅各说：“你把长子的名分卖给我吧。”
Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright as of this day."
这个就是他的个性，抓住。
So you can see his character coming up. He was grabbing onto the chance there.
那这个就可以看出这兄弟两个人的生活态度不太一样。
From here you see a very different attitude that they each have towards life.
以扫为着暂时的满足。
Esau wanted this immediate gratification, which is temporary.
就现在的满足。
He wanted something for the immediate now.
他把长子的名分卖掉。
So for that, he's willing to give up his birthright.
但是雅各，他看重长子的名分。
But Jacob esteemed very highly this birthright.
所以他可以暂时忍受一下痛苦。
He was willing to bear with whatever he had to bear.
然后得到长子的名分。
So as to attain this birthright's blessings.The firstborn blessing.
在我们现在的生活就发现有两种的生活态度。
So of course we see also in our lives today there are two kinds of attitudes.
我们现在美国的文化讲究快速。
And we know that we live in this American society where everything is about speed.
所以速食相当的流行。
Therefore you have all these fast food.
像麦当劳这是一个例子。
McDonald's is an example.
或者很多人在冰箱里面，你打开就有很快速的什么披萨啦，有什么东西，只要一两分钟弄就可以吃。
And of course, there's all kinds of processed and prepared food that takes only one or two minutes to prepare, such as pizzas.
所以在这个社会长大人就是追求很实在的，而且很快速的立即的满足。
Therefore, growing up in this kind of society, we're so used to having immediate gratification.
那因为这个样子，所以有时候人在做决定的时候，常常没有想更远。
And therefore, a lot of times being immersed in this kind of culture, when we make decisions, we don't think of the long-term benefits.
比方说，现在婚前的关系越来越普遍。
For instance, a lot of people have premarital sex.
为什么？因为这是现在快速的满足。
Why do they do that? Because they can have immediate gratification.
但是忘记了想，这样做会对我们的信仰，会对我们的跟神的关系有什么影响？
But they have not thought about what is it going to do to their relationship, their faith with God.
那所以这个雅各的好处就是让我们来思想，真的有价值的是什么，要把握机会把它抓住。
Therefore, from Jacob, we can think about what is indeed something that we should really grab hold of and not.
我们看25章的34节。
Let's read chapter 25, verse 34.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃喝了，便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看长子的名分。
And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils, and then he ate and drank, arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
所以雅各这个名字代表他的个性。
Jacob's name shows his character.
但是真的会使雅各逃走的是因为在我们刚刚读的27章他用诡计来骗取他爸爸的祝福。
But it was later on in chapter 27 when he actually schemed with his mother to cheat his father that he had to run away.
其实既然以扫已经把长子名分卖给他，而且也起誓了， 雅各只需要等待，神一定会成全。
Since Esau had already sold his birthright to Jacob, and God has already predicted that the younger one shall rule over the older one, he just had to wait.
雅各用诡计来骗取这个祝福。
But Jacob had to use a scheme to cheat the father of the blessings.
这个造成他要漂泊的原因。
And that causes why he had to run away.
那我们再想深一点，那为什么他会去骗他的爸爸？
So let us dwell deeper and think, why did he have to lie to his dad?
那我们就发现这个家庭有问题。
And therefore we see that there are some family problems.
为什么家庭有问题？
Why do they have problems in the family?
那我们就看出说他的爸爸妈妈偏爱。
You can see that they have favoritism in the family.
我们看27章。
Chapter 27.
27节。
Verse 27.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常常在田野。雅各为人恩敬，常常住在帐篷。所以这个性真的不太一样。
25 verse 27.So the boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. They have very different character traits.
这个大的就常常在外面，以现在来讲哦，在家里待不住了。
Esau loves to go out to hunt. He doesn't like to be at home.
但是这个小的呢，就不喜欢出去啊，就很安静，就留在家里，是个性真的不一样。
But the younger one was a little quieter, and he likes to stay at home. So you see a very different personality in them.
那因为个性不一样，所以他的父母亲呢，就是一个人爱一个。
So because they have different personalities, they each gain the favor of one of the parents.
为什么？
How is that so?
28节。Verse 28. 以撒爱以扫，因为他常常吃他的野味。
And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game.
那雅各待在家里，他没有办法野味给他爸爸吃啊。但是他的大儿子给野味给他吃，所以他为着能够吃到野味，他特别喜欢以扫。
Jacob stayed at home. Of course, he could not cook all these hunted animals for his father, and so the father, of course, loved the older one better.
那利百加常常待在家里。
But Rebecca is often.
不是，雅各常常待在家里。
Jacob is often at home.
那待在家里就跟他妈妈在一起了。
So he's always around with his mother.
你可以想想，花很多时间跟妈妈在一起，帮忙妈妈做事情，跟妈妈撒娇，所以妈妈特别喜欢这个小的。
So you know how he would cuddle up with the mother, and how he's always with the mother helping out in the household chores. Of course, the mother would love him more.
这是一个有问题的家庭。
So you see that there is already a problem in this family.
所以有时候我们去我们常常问小孩子，你爸爸比较喜欢你还是你妈妈喜欢你？这个问题是有问题的。
Sometimes we like to ask this question. Well, does your father or your mother love you better? Actually, this is a very problematic question.
因为你让一个很幼稚无知的小孩子要来判断谁比较喜欢他。
You are trying to get a very young, innocent child to make a decision, a judgment as to who loves him better.
其实哦，爸爸妈妈有时候演的角色不太一样。
Of course, we understand that as parents, a father's role is different from a mother's role.
有的是慈父严母，有的是慈母严父。
Sometimes we have a very strict father, but a very gentle mother. In some families, the mother is the one that's more like a tiger, where the father is gentler.
那这个两个要平衡啊。
There has always to be a balance.
你如果爸爸妈妈都很严哦，小孩子会离家出走。
If both the parents are very strict and fierce to the kids are going to run away.
感觉到不到爱吧。
Because they don't feel any love.
所以有一个弟兄啊，有一个信徒啊，他家里面，他隔壁的孩子啊，放学都不回家，都要在他家里面。
I know of a church brother where his neighbor's kids always want to come to his house and they refuse to go back home to their own house.
因为父母两个都很严啊，孩子到我们信徒的家比较温暖。
Because this kid feels a lot of warmth in this brother's house and he said that the parents are always so strict with him.
但是如果哦，这个父母两个都很爱啊，这个小孩子就溺爱了。
But if you have both parents being very loving and very gentle, then maybe the child will be spoiled.
不懂得尊重人，也不懂得帮忙家事，因为两个都很爱吧，你就去读书啊，洗碗也不要，什么都不要，你就是读书。
If they just pamper the child all the time, does not require any chores from the child, then maybe the child will be totally spoiled.
不懂得过一个负责任的生活。
And then he would not be able to bear responsibility.
所以有一个扮演比较严的角色，哦，教育他；另外一个扮演比较爱的角色，啊，来接纳他。
So maybe you can have someone that is stricter and educate the children, and another parent can be a more gentle guidance to the children.
因为神原来就是公义跟慈爱的。
Because we know that God is both righteous and merciful.
所以这个单亲的家庭哦，困难在哪里？
So what is a very big major difficulty in a single parent home?
因为哦，很难一个人同时又扮演公义又扮演慈爱，很难。
Because it is very difficult for one person, one parent, to be both righteous and merciful.
所以单亲的家庭很难教小孩子。
Therefore, you have a lot of difficulties in rearing children in a single parent family.
因此啊，小孩子这个很头脑很单纯，他没有不去判断啊。
A child is very innocent. There is no need for the child to make any judgment as to who loves him more.
他以为说对他比较严的就是不爱他。
Actually, the one who is stricter to him, he would think that the person doesn't like him.
所以啊，我们对小孩子不要问了，你爸爸妈妈谁比较爱你？这个问题有问题。
So let us never ask this very bad question to a child, which parent loves you better?
好，那这个父母跟小孩子这个偏爱哦，有时候是偏在心里面，你看不出来。
Sometimes inside a parent's heart, there might be some favoritism, and you cannot tell.
哦，但是到关键时刻就看得出来。
But then at very crucial times, this favoritism would surface.
到二十七章关键时刻就是以扫啊要对他的儿子祝福，因为他年纪大了。
So in chapter 27, you see a very critical moment because now Isaac is old and there is a need to get the blessings from the father.
二十七章第一节，以撒就叫以扫来说第二节。
27 verse 1
我年老了不知道哪一天死，你现在去打野味然后做给我吃，我可以给你祝福到第四节。
And if we read all the way to verse 4, you see that here Isaac says that he's old and he wanted Esau to make savory food for him so that he can give him blessings.
那第五节呢？
Verse 5.
第百家听见了。
Rebecca was listening.
也看到以扫到田里去打猎。
And she saw that Esau went to the field to hunt game.
然后第六节。
Verse 6.
利百家就对雅各说。
Rebecca spoke to Jacob.
就说你爸爸要给你哥哥祝福。
I heard that your father is going to bless your brother now.
然后利百家就教他的孩子怎么去骗他的爸爸。
Therefore, she thought of this scam to cheat the father.
这个就是雅各漂泊的原因。
And this is the beginning of the root cause of why Jacob had to wander.
因为他的妈妈偏爱叫他欺骗他的爸爸。
Because of the mother's favoritism, she asked him to cheat the father.
那我们知道利百加刚结婚的时候。
We know that when Rebecca first got married,
不但外表很漂亮，她也是一个非常有爱心的女人。
She was of good countenance, good to behold, very beautiful, and she's also very kind-hearted.
但是利百加到年纪大的时候，
But when she got older,
看起来不是很美，因为她教小孩子会骗人这个就有问题了。
I doubt she's very beautiful then because she was telling the son to learn to cheat.
所以一个人的灵性如果没有不断在追求，灵性是会进步也会退步的。
So you know that one spirituality can actually progress or actually regress.
所以结婚的对象应该是找一个愿意追求进步的。
So when you are looking for a marriage partner, you should be looking for someone who is willing to continue to improve himself or herself.
那这个婚姻就会一直进步。
And you see then that the marriage will continue to blossom.
你如果设了一堆条件这样叫做好。
But of course, a lot of people, like if you want to just come up with all these criteria as to what is a good spouse for you.
但是那个条件里面缺乏一个，就是对方会一直追求进步。
And if amongst the criteria you are lacking in this criterion of the person wanting to improve himself or herself.
那人没有在进步就一直退步啊。
You will see that if someone does not strive to improve, the person is going to regress.
啊，没有靠近神就会一直离开神啊。
If a person does not draw near to God, he or she is going to draw further and further away from God.
所以你就可以看到一个最理想、最好的结婚条件，到最后还是离婚。
So even if you have the most ideal partner for your spouse, in the end, you might still end up in a divorce.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为没有在进步。
Because the relationship is not improving.
所以我们就可以从利百加看起来，年轻的时候很好，到年纪大不一定好。
So Rebecca was a very ideal person when she was younger, but perhaps not so much when she was older.
那现在雅各要漂泊了。
And so now Jacob had to begin his wandering.
神没有离开他。
You see that God had not left him.
所以在二十八章。
So in chapter 28,
28章啊，雅各就离开了他家。
You see that Jacob had already left home.
第四节开始。
Let's read verse 10 on.
要往哈兰去。
He was going towards Haran.
11节。
11.
到了一个地方，太阳落下，在那里住宿，拿了一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
He came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of that place and placed at his head and he laid down to sleep.
你可以想哦，雅各一定是非常的孤单、失望也伤心。
He must be very lonely, disappointed, and broken of heart.
因为爱他的妈妈，他现在要离开了。
Because he had to leave his most beloved mother.
然后自己孤单在旷野。
Now he's all alone by himself in the desert land.
什么时候才可以回来也不知道。
He has no idea when he can ever return.
所以他在那里睡觉，这个心情一定很复杂。
Can you imagine himself lying down to sleep? What was he thinking?
但是忽然间十二节，他做了一个梦。
But in verse 12, he had a dream.
这个梯子从地上顶到天上，天上石子上上下下。
And he saw a ladder that was set on earth and all, reached all the way up to heaven and there were angels going up and down the ladder.
神在梯子上面对他讲话。
And God appeared at the top of the ladder and spoke to him.
我是亚伯兰神，以撒的神。
I am the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac.
那我要把躺卧的地方赐给你，跟你的后裔。
The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants.
十五节，我要跟你同在。
Verse 15, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
我要带你回来。
I will bring you back to this land.
我不丢弃你。
I will not leave you.
我要成全向你所应许的。
Until I have done what I have spoken to you.
每一句话都是好的。
Every single utterance from God to him is full of goodness.
雅各睡醒要吓了一跳。
And Jacob awoke from his sleep in alarm.
神在这里，我竟然不知道，我以为是我自己一个人。
Surely God is in this place and I did not know and I thought I was all alone by myself.
这是神的殿，这是天的门。
This is the temple of God. This is the doorway to heaven.
拿一块石头把它浇油，就起名叫做伯特利。
And quickly he took the stone and he set it as a pillar and he poured oil upon it and called the place Bethel.
这个叫做神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
那我们来思想。
Let's think about this a bit.
他的个性。
With his character.
跟他父母的偏爱。
And think of the parents' favoritism.
造成他的漂泊。
All this has caused him to have to be a wanderer right now.
但是神对他的爱没有改变。
But God's love for him had not changed.
我们现在来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Romans 5 verse 3 and 4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
这个地方啊，说患难要欢欢喜喜。
Here it says we should be joyful in tribulations.
因为患难生忍耐。
Because tribulation produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance character.
然后老练生盼望。
And character raise hope.
我们在读中文哦，这个老练怎么想都想不出来，什么叫老练？
So when we think about perseverance, we in Chinese it actually talks about some kind of relationship maturity.
Yeah. 但是如果看英文就很清楚了 ，character 再翻回来就是个性。
So here, actually, it means the word character here in Chinese, it actually sort of has this connotation of being seasoned.
Oh, right. Oh, 所以为什么我们在生活当中会遇到困难
？Why do we face difficulties in life?
到最后就是要改变我们的个性。
That is because God wants us to change our character.
Oh, 所以这神允许患难临到我们。
So God allows us to have tribulations.
因此，当雅各要漂泊的开始。
So at the start of his journey of wandering,
啊，神向他显现，我要跟你同在。
God appeared to him and said, I will be with you.
那为什么神不说我要跟你同在，你就在这里，我要保护你，你哥哥杀不到你
？Why did God not say, Well, I will protect you. You just stay here. I'll make sure your brother cannot kill you.
神还是允许他漂泊。
God allowed him to begin wandering.
只是说我要跟你同在，我要保护你，我要带你回来。
But God promised him that he would be with him, he would take care of him, and would bring him back.
漂泊这个事实没有改变。
Still, he has to wander.
好，欺骗爸爸这个罪是存在的。
It is still a mistake that he has cheated his father.
所以有时候让我们就想起来，罪可以赦免。
So let us think about sin, that sins actually can be forgiven.
但是罪有一个结果。
But for every sin you commit, there is a consequence you have to bear.
这个结果要承担。
So you have to bear the consequence.
因此啊，虽然我们犯罪，神可以赦免啊，但是结果还是不好。
Sometimes you may sin and God can forgive you, but you still have to bear the bad results of your sin.
所以我们看大卫啊，十条诫命他犯了三条。
So let's think of David. Of the Ten Commandments he committed, he violated three of them.
这是很严重的。
That is very serious.
后来拿单来见他。
And the prophet Nathan came to him to talk to him.
就把他的罪指出来。
And he pointed out what he had done wrong.
那诗篇五十一篇啊，大卫就开始悔改。
And we see in Psalm 51 the prayer of David, how he repented.
他感觉到神离开他。
He felt that God had left him.
他很孤单。
He was very lonely.
他在神面前呢，他觉得神不接纳他。
And he felt like God did not accept him anymore.
他真的悔改。
And he truly repented.
后来神赦免他。
And God forgave him.
但是
，However，
以后我们看大卫的家庭乱七八糟。
We saw that in his family there was a lot of chaos.
一大堆问题发生。
A lot of problems.
罪可以赦免，但是后果一个人要承担。
Sins can be forgiven, but you have to bear the consequences.
所以即使罪可以赦免，我们也不应该犯罪。
So even though we know that our sins can be forgiven, it does not mean we can therefore go sin.
因为那个后果有时给我们很大的痛苦。
Because sometimes the consequences can be unbearable for us.
所以雅各啊，神跟他同在，但是还是允许他往外去漂泊。
So God promised to be with Jacob.But God allowed him to be a wanderer.
就是在漂泊当中啊，来磨练他的个性。
And in his wandering, his character will be molded.
在漂泊当中来体验神。
And it was actually in his wandering that he experienced God.
使他跟神的关系能够更加的亲切。
And therefore, he could become closer to God.
那我们再看雅各到拉班的家发生什么事情。
So let us look at what happens when Jacob went to the house of Laban.
这个大家都很熟的故事。
I believe many of us are familiar with the story here.
他看到拉班的女儿利亚拉结。
So he saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban.
他看到特别圣经里面讲他的眼睛有神呐。
And then the Bible records that she had beautiful eyes.
生的。容貌俊美，二十九章的十七节。
And this is in chapter 29, verse 17, that she was of beautiful form and appearance.
他就抓住这个机会，说我要跟你的女儿结婚。
So of course, again he seized the opportunity and told Laban, I want to marry your daughter.
但是雅各遇到高手。
But of course, Jacob has met his match.
拉班比他更高手。
Laban was an even big scammer.
所以本来七年的，结果做了另外七年的苦工。
He was supposed to work for only 7 years, but Laban cheated another 7 years out of him.
本来只想娶一个太太，结果到最后变成娶两个。
He had only desire for one wife, but now he had two.
拉班是相当厉害的。
So Laban was indeed shrewd.
就在这里，在那拉班的家里面在熬炼。
So Jacob was well trained, so to speak, in Laban's house.
我们看二十八章。
Let's read chapter 28.
三十一章。
Let's read chapter 31.
三十一章的三十六节。
31 verse 36.
三十八节啊。
Let's read 38.
我在你家里这二十年啊。
These 20 years I've been with you.
他是在讲得到很多神的恩典啊。
So he was talking about all these blessings that God has blessed him with.
但是四十节。
But verse 40.
我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜啊，这不得何言？我常常是这样。而四十一节。
41.
我这二十年在你家里。为你的两个女儿服侍十四年，为你的羊群服侍六年，你又十次改了我的工价。所以拉班就在讲哦，雅各就在讲哦，他从拉班所承受的一些苦难。
So in these two verses, you see how Jacob was talking about all the sufferings he had endured when he was in the house of Laban.
但是在这个苦难当中，就神的恩典保守了他。
But you see that even though he was suffering.God's blessings were still with him. God preserved him.
所以神确实是我们的父。
So God is indeed our Father.
他知道我们有一些缺点需要改变，所以容许一些患难临到。
He knows that we have some weaknesses that we need to get rid of, and He allows tribulations to come upon us.
但是神的同在，神的看顾没有减少。
But then His abidance and His care had never diminished.
所以四十二节。
Verse 42.
若不是我父亲以扫所敬畏的神，就是亚伯兰的神与我同在，你必空手倒我回去。神看见我的苦情，我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你了。
Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
所以这在告诉我们了，我们在生活当中遇到困难，这是难免的。
So here we understand that it's inevitable that we meet with difficulties in our livelihood in life.
万事互相效力。
But we know that all things work for the good.
要叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who loved God.
万事就是包括一些不顺利的事情。
So all things would of course include the bad things.
到最后会对我们有好处。
But everything would work out for good.
但是我们对万事的回应要爱神。
But then, no matter what kind of things that we encounter, we need to love God nevertheless.
也就是用神能够接纳、神喜悦的方法来回应。
You should respond to God in ways that is acceptable to Him.
那到最后，这些事情一定对我们有好处。
And you will see at the very end that all things work out for good for you.
所以雅各在这个几十年的磨练当中，他是有进步的。
So in those decades of tribulation, Jacob had indeed improved.
那雅各真正的命运的改变是在三十二章。
But then the real turning point in his life comes in chapter 32.
就是神要祝福他，改变他命运的真正的开始。
And that is when God wanted to change his whole life, turn it around.
好，我们来看创世纪三十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis 32.
二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
那人说，你名字不要叫做雅各，要叫做以色列，因为你与神与人交离都得胜了。
Okay, so here in verse 28, he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed.
其实在前面一段在讲雅各跟这个天使在摔跤。
Earlier in this chapter, we see that Jacob wrestled with the angel of God.
怎么他有可能胜过天使？根本就不可能。
How could he overcome the angel of God? It's not possible.
因为那个天使一摸，他脚就扭住了。
We know that the angel touched his socket, the socket of his hip, and then the socket went out of joint.
人怎么有可能胜过天使？
How can a man ever overcome an angel?
这个是在讲他要得到祝福的那个决心。那个信心，那个毅力。
But you can see Jacob's determination and his faith and his desire for God's blessings.
因为你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那这个人这么向往神的祝福。
Such a man who desires God's blessings.
尽他最大的力量抓住。
and he held on to this angel with his whole life.
这个感动了神啊。
And of course, this touched God.
这个叫做摔跤得胜。
And therefore, he was considered to have prevailed.
其实人不可能胜过神的。
There is no way we can ever overcome God.
好，那神给他什么祝福？
So what did God bless him?
你不要叫雅各，要改名叫以色列。
Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel.
雅各是什么？抓住。
Jacob means to supplant, to grab.
那以色列是什么？
And what is Israel?
以色列 Prince of God, 神的王子。
That means Prince with God, meaning the Prince of God.
Yeah. 他的名字要称为神的王子。
He is now a Prince of God. That's what his name means now.
这个就是尊荣。
And this is a great honor.
所以罗马书里面哈，保罗在讲这个以色列人。
So in the book of Romans, when Paul was talking about the Israelites,
我们看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
啊，罗马书的第九章。
Romans 9.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这里保罗说，他为以色列人的得救啊，心里大有忧伤啊。
Here he says that he wrestled. Yeah, verse 2, that he had great sorrow and continual grief in his heart for the salvation of the Israelites.
第四节。
Verse 4,
他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。
The Israelites are the ones whom, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, and the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
这个第四节哈，儿子的名分应该叫做 adoption， 这个表示说哈，他本来他是以撒的儿子。
So here we know that the Israelites have this adoption of the sonship to be the son of Isaac.
他本来是以撒的儿子。
He is actually the son of Isaac originally.
现在神把他认养，变成神的儿子。
But now he has been adopted by God to be his own son, God's own son.
这个就是 adoption.
This is adoption.
那这个认养做神的王子，这个身份非常的尊贵。
So now he has been adopted by God to become a prince of God. This is a great glory.
这就是神给他的祝福。
And this is the blessing from God to Jacob.
所以我们生活中，神会磨练我们，让我们灵性越来越好。但是在磨练当中，神的同在，神的爱不会改变。
So sometimes we go through difficulties because God wanted to make us better people. But in our difficult times, we know that God's love and His care has never departed from us.
到最后，雅各飘回来伯特利。
And finally, Jacob wandered back to Bethel.
就是他刚刚离开的那一神刚刚显现的那一点。
And that was the place where God appeared to him.
确实得到神的祝福。
He has indeed received God's blessing.
但是可惜，爱他的妈妈已经不在了。
Unfortunately, the mother that loves him had passed away.
这是人生的遗憾。
So in life, we face this kind of regrets.
但是这是他自己做决定的后果。
But this was because he took things into his own hands, and he has to bear the consequence.
漂泊，但是我们不可以迷失。
He has to wander. Let us wander, but never get lost. Let's sing a hymn.